We are live. It is, it's 8:59:31, so we're a little bit early, but that's okay. We could be a little early. Why not?
Huh? Our show.
It's our show. Tom Eagleoff, your morning mayor, AM 1450 KMMS in Bozeman, 1340 KPRK in Livingston, Montana. And of course, my co-host, half man, half amazing in witless protection is Shane Montalban, of course. And he's with me every day here. One of the things I want to talk about, Shane, real quick before we get started, because the mayor took a grilling last night from the other four commissioners. And we're going to talk about that in detail on our Saturday show. So I wanted to let people know that on our Saturday show, 8 to 11, we're going to go into great detail about what's going on with the mayor and everything, because I know a lot of our listeners are outside of our normal listening area. So
I have to tell everyone, this is a situation that we have in comparison. In Canada, mayors are pretty much ceremonial. They're like vice presidents. You know, they wear the big gold necklace, you know, and then they go around and do parades and cut ribbons. But, you know, they're not really effective other than signing documents, you know, and so forth. So same with your mayor, right? It's not like
he's just one of the commissioners. He runs the agenda and everything, but he's taken this way off the charts to interfering with everything from everybody.
He's basically chairman of the commission, right? He runs the commission.
He runs the meetings.
Yeah, he's the chairman,
and that's it. Yeah, he's not a typical mayor like de Blasio or, you know, some of these other guys who it isn't a full-time job. You don't get an office and a big paycheck and whatever.
Oh, you know? You mean he's a citizen
Citizen mayor. Yeah, he's a citizen mayor, just like the,
which is what your founding fathers wanted him to be, why they only had 2-year terms as congressman and, you know, 6-year term for the senators, because they were supposed to be, you know, citizen representatives that, you know, had their own jobs and left and came back. Yeah. But of course, not many like that. Montana and Texas is where your legislature only sits every 2 years. But
right. Yeah. Yeah. As I say, I don't want to dwell on that because I know some of the people are not privy to our local stuff, and you know, we got a lot of other stuff to talk about. So, of course, we're on every weekday at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. So we hope you'll be a regular viewer, listener, whatever, as we go through this. And if you miss any of our shows, you can watch our past shows at KMMSAM.com or hear the audio, either one. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be taken over to where we are. And they will be happy to entertain you with exciting radio, either visual or audio, either one. And if you're watching on YouTube, by all means, subscribe, like us, and comment on our podcast. We certainly like that. And our big story today, of course, Trump Nobel Prize again. He's been nominated again. Sven and Ali over in Norway put him up.
A member of the Norwegian parliament, Tybring Gjedde, Christian Tybring Gjedde, nominated him for Nobel Peace Prize because of his treaty between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Now I'm expecting, because I remember about a month ago when he announced this, the suggestion they were going to have a signing ceremony in September, you know, at the White House. So haven't seen anything on the president's schedule because I check it every day. But what a night last night though he had in North Carolina, even in Florida. I mean, it was a knockout. Oh my God. Yeah.
As I've said many times, Shane, when he's on the cuff, you know, when he's speaking extemporaneously, he is hard to beat. When he reads the teleprompter, it's snooze time. But when he's on, like he was in North Carolina, that gets the crowd moving. That gets everybody feeding and. You know, it was just a political feeding frenzy. And that's the good thing that he does.
He's going to do four or five a week of these.
Yeah.
and get it, and then when October comes, he's going to do two a day.
Yeah.
Two a day. No, where was Biden in his bunker recovering from a four-hour event in Pittsburgh?
True. Yeah. Amen to that.
Well, the remarkable thing is that, again, I have to mention this. You know, you have the whole press backing these protests, you know, these hundreds of thousands of people, some with masks, some without, all clustering in groups and going down this. And you wait to see what the media says about, you know, these rallies. Oh, no, not everyone's wearing. They're all together. They shouldn't be. But, you know, they won't say that about, you know, these other crowds that are out demonstrating. Yeah. So, again, the woke media, you know, is zero reality behind their stories. And then, of course, the second thing is that, you know, they're going to just hammer him about the Nobel Peace Prize because, God forbid that he gets a Nobel Peace Prize for doing something when the previous president got one for just being your previous president.
Yeah, he was in office 9 months and boom, we're happy for you, man. You're the
He got a Nobel Peace Prize for supposedly bringing peace to racial USA.
Okay. Well,
oh, there we go.
Yeah. Please, for the love of God, help me.
You don't want to win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah. Pretty chill. Yeah. Well, he could. I don't think he's going to get it again, but it won't be till next October. He isn't up for this one, but it'll be next October before we know. But he has been nominated anyway.
Yeah, so. But you know, and then he announced that he's cutting the forces in Afghanistan and Iraq by half.
Mm-hmm.
So that's huge. Yeah. And I did a deep dive. Your humble correspondent did a deep dive on the Pentagon generals and rear admirals. So when you want to talk about that, because the spin up about, you know, him saying some of the generals don't like him, you know, I have an interesting yarn there if you want to go there.
All right. All right. Tom thinks Biden is like an F-16. He requires 80 hours of maintenance for each hour of flight.
Well, of course he does. He only sleeps 5 minutes a night, right? You know.
Well, no, that's Biden. He's talking about Biden, so like an F-16. Yeah, he requires 80 hours of maintenance for each hour of flight. So that's right. I was going to say the DOJ is going to defend Trump against the E. Jean Carroll defamation suit. This gal claims he raped her in a clothing store or something, dressing room somewhere. And you know, along with the Nobel Peace Prize, we've got to have a little slam dunk on the president at the same time.
Okay. I had a different call on that. I didn't know she accused him of those accusations. My understanding was the reference for the your AG was that under the guidelines, if a sitting member of Congress or president is doing their job and spited for it, you know, like being insulted, then the Department of Justice can investigate their interference in his job. So it's an actual law. You cannot interfere with a elected legislator and federal in your country without perhaps being prosecuted for it. So we'll see. That's what my understanding was reading the stuff on it that I saw.
Yeah. Well, the Department of Justice on Tuesday moved to take over President Trump's defense in a defamation suit filed by author E. Jean Carroll, who accused Trump of raping her in a Manhattan department store dressing room during the 1990s. Carroll sued Trump last year after he called her a liar and claimed that he had never met her before. In court papers, Justice Department lawyers said that they should be able to, because he made his comments about Carroll while in office. Legal experts say this is highly unusual move, and in a statement, Carroll's attorney called the motion shocking. Last month, a New York judge ruled that Carroll could go forward with her suit after Trump attempted to temporarily halt the proceedings. So that's the that's kind of where we are at the moment. So
yeah,
you know, well, whether it'll go anywhere or not, you know, who knows. But
when did you say this happened? When?
1990s.
Yes. So we're 20. We're 20 years late.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, like 8 weeks before the election. I mean, here we go. So now the question is, in the next 10 days, how many more women will come out with new accusations? I bet it'll be at least three more, knowing the Democrats. They'll always overshoot the runway. You know that.
We'll see. Bruce is here, and Craig says, nice that our tax dollars go to defend a creepy rapist. So there we go. Yeah. So glad to know that, certainly. So hey, it's money well spent.
It is,
right?
And you know, the Democrats have to have something to say about Biden, you know, keeping women and, you know, having children rub his legs.
Yeah. Well, you
know, everybody, it's politics. It's the last 8 weeks, buddy. Here we go.
Yeah, I know. It's we're going to get down and dirty here in the next 50 days or so, however many days it is. We got about 19 or 20 days till the first debate, and already ballots are being set out. People will theoretically some. I mean, you're either a diehard Democrat or a diehard Republican if you send your ballot in before you see a debate. I mean,
yeah, we've discerned this. Your country isn't divided; it's tri-vided, and in the middle you have undecided libertarians and independents, and that's who that will determine the election. That's where they're grabbing at. It makes 33.4% of the electorate, so it's a third. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the Third Republic.
Yeah, that's pretty much where it is. And you'll have a few people will switch parties from here to there, or you know, they're unhappy with the riots, so they go Republican, or they're happy with the riots, so they go Democrat. Whatever, you know. I mean, it's just the nature of the voters. You know, it just is.
The enthusiasm gap is huge, and you know, when you see the kind of crowd. I mean, I have never in my lifetime, 65, and I've been watching this politics stuff since 1960, Kennedy and Nixon.
Yeah.
I've never seen a crowd chant, "We love you." I mean, I'm only saying that because I've never seen it.
Yeah.
It's a remarkable response to a human being, you know, to have 100,000 people chanting, "We love you." I mean, that's, you know, like it or not, don't like him, call him a pig, whatever you want. The people out there really like him. And he never, you know, he never glorifies it. He always, you know, he always responds that, you know, it's Americans love this country. Mm-hmm. That was his response, you know, that's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's a positive thing. So,
yeah. Well, in other news, the AstraZeneca.
Yes, in England.
Pauses their trial after one of their volunteers had a serious side effect with the testing of the virus or the vaccine, I should say.
That's correct. He did not respond to the vaccine, and he had a. Reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're concerned. They're not saying what kind of reaction. So it'll be interesting to see. But that's still, you know, you still have what, six companies in the U.S. pursuing it.
Yeah, there's several. Yeah, including one here in Montana at MSU that's working on it as well. Yeah, a volunteer experienced a potential unexplained illness. The pharmaceutical company is testing the Oxford vaccine developed by the University of Oxford in the United States, United Kingdom, Brazil, and South Africa are all involved in it. It's one of three potential coronavirus vaccines now in phase three trials in the U.S. It is a standard procedure for experimental trials to pause in order to determine if the vaccine is causing serious reactions in volunteers. So the company said in a statement that during large trials, illnesses will happen by chance, but must be independently reviewed to check this carefully. We're working to expedite the review of the single event to minimize any potential impact on the trials that are going on. So now, that's kind of where we are there. So
okay, so now since you segue to colleges, I want to return to a story we talked about in April about surveys of high school students likely to go to college. And we were expressing since then the concerns universities may have about enrollment. So that survey showed 41% of minority high school students said they won't attend college, and 24% of white high school seniors said they wouldn't as well. But the numbers are in, and they're pretty staggering. Universities expected an enrollment about 17.1 million this year, and they got 14.61 in public, and in private only 5.14. So, you know, not 17, they expected 21 million. So, you know, it's down 20%. So it looks like they're going to have to dip into their endowment funds and make a decision about what they're going to do, because that's not good news. I mean, when you're looking at this and you're talking about it, Harvard's saying it's going to cost them $750 million from their endowment fund of 31 billion, you know, to cover costs because of fewer students. So it's this thing, you know, Harvard will have a revenue drop of $415 million this year. And so they're going to have to put up $715 million. They said in July, to cover costs to maintain the opening of Harvard. Wow.
Yeah.
That's big stuff.
Yeah. They should dip in their endowment fund. Yeah. The Republicans and Democrats are totally hardened in concrete. Changing their votes is impossible. Biden could promise everybody $1 million if they only injected a chip. And I still wouldn't vote for Biden ever, no matter what he says. I am a registered Democrat. So,
wow.
There you are. So,
there you go. Okay, real quick.
Jim's 2 cents.
A dead cat bounce today.
Cat bounce.
Yeah, market, it's up 487, back over 27,988. So, you know, you're 12 points away from being back to 28,000. You expect a dead cat bounce when one sector got hit so hard, which was the high tech sector, you know, the FANG stocks that we talk about. The S&P has gone and is up 64 from yesterday, and the NASDAQ is up 284. So everywhere around the world, it seems that big, bad response. What it was really, I think, two things. One, as I said, your attorney general is saying they're going to go look at Google for antitrust. Yeah. And that's where I'd hit all the facts. No one on the media is talking about it, though. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah, they're not. Nobody's even mentioning it.
They're not one. They're coming up with all these other reasons why the market dropped. Well, give me a break. I mean, you know, the attorney general comes out and says, we're looking at antitrust on these mega companies. The other thing, too, is oil dropped. It's at 37.53 today, West Texas. Yeah. And Brent in Russian oil is $40.25. Mm-hmm. But natural gas is still holding over, too. It's 236, down 40 cents.
That's good with winter coming. If it stays there, that's because
And it's also important for the industry. It's got to be over 2 for them to make that fracking gas pay.
Yeah, for them to go. Yeah. So,
and gasoline in your country is 110. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And heating oil is at $1.08. So, yeah, coming into winter, especially with what's happening in California, the great state of California with blackouts. I mean,
blackouts. Yeah, I know. The rolling blackouts. Here we go again. So these guys are just off the charts. I don't know.
Seriously,
can we sell them to Mexico? Do you think?
I don't know, but you know, by 2035, they're not supposed to have gas. Burning cars. I love.
Yeah. Well, it would put the cartels closer to Las Vegas.
That's true.
If we send it to Mexico, so Tijuana could just extend right over into San Diego.
That's right. Yeah. So currencies have gone up, meaning the dollar is stronger. 118 on the euro, 130 on the pound sterling, and you know, it's like the Canadian dollar's at 131. So, if you only getting 70 cents on the U.S. dollar for your currency, American stuff's cheap, right? Like, cheap.
Yeah.
And the important thing, though, is that's the biggest trading platform in the world now, particularly for day traders. So you see one or two basis point rise in a currency, you know, people are making big bucks. Seriously, yeah. Big bucks, especially the banks.
Well, one of the people not making big bucks in the market is Elon Musk. Biggest one-day drop ever.
21%.
Elon lost a couple of bucks the other day. So
1% yesterday. Yeah. Amazing rebound. But he's up 9% today, up $28. So still, this will be the best stock of the 21st century. I mean,
he's not going anywhere anytime soon. So
with his space business, brick businesses, tunneling business, I mean, he's got nowhere to go but up. Yeah. He's got it all big. Your Facebook is back. So
so we're good there. Yeah.
$3.
Yeah, the wife is happy. I can exercise my marital privilege again. So,
God, you can't go there. But, you know, look at it. I mean, $1.49 in March 17th. You know, when the pandemic really smacked everyone. So, I mean, it's $100 from there. You know.
I know. Yeah, she's happy. Yeah. So. Well, Craig says Justin Bieber has 100,000 people chanting "I love you," and they have the same level of maturity and education, and they pay to get in.
So does every taxpayer go to see a politician? They pay to be.
That's for sure. You pay. You pay.
Pay to play, Craig. But
pay to play.
Yeah.
Jim says you better become totally self-sufficient in your housing with your own generators and electrical supply. Otherwise, you're going to get mighty cold this winter because these blackouts are only going to increase. Be totally self-sufficient. So there you go.
We talked about this over the years. Big mistake back in the 80s when they combined your grid. Took down, you know, all the state-owned companies like Montana Power. I've always shouted out that Montana Power should get off the grid, the national grid. Too dangerous. Yeah. It's at 110%. And the big reason that California is having a problem is too the fires, no sunlight for their power.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they're shutting down all their power plants, you know, their nuclear power plants, because they're 28 to 35 years old, of course. But they want to go to naturally green power.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
This is not.
We want a windmill on every house, a chicken in every pot.
I don't see more smaller windmills. I mean, farmers have been using them for 300 years.
Oh yeah. You know,
start out pumping water. Now they're making water and make power. So
electricity as well. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, speaking of the fires, three California firefighters hospitalized after flames overtake their station there. And we've had several instances of that going on, Shane, that,
no more snow.
Yeah. Well, our fires here, the rain and snow helped a little, but they're still battling here near us. But 14 firefighters trying to protect the fire station in California's Los Padres National Forest were overtaken by flames, and one is now in critical condition at Fresno Hospital. And the firefighters all suffered burns and smoke inhalation, and two others were also airlifted to the hospital where they're all in fair condition. Station was destroyed. The fire broke out several weeks ago. It's been burning ever since, but doubled in size overnight. And that's a big problem with these guys because everything is so dry and the winds and everything, man, this fire moves so fast you can be trapped pretty easily. There were some campers, I think, they airlifted out of one spot that were completely surrounded. The guy was standing there and saying, "Hey, I'm got my phone and I'm looking 360 degrees and fires everywhere, you know." So,
well, now from your home, can you see the fire literally or just the smoke?
We can see the smoke pretty much. It's more or less on the other side of the mountains.
The western.
Occasionally, it's on the other side.
Yeah, I know, but is the fire to the east or the west?
It's east of us. Yeah. Yeah, it's the Bridgers. It's the Bridgers. Yeah.
The Bridgers on the other the east side of the Bridger.
Yeah. Not near Bridger Bowl, the ski resort. It's more toward the back of Belgrade and out that that way. So anyway, for okay. What else is going on? We were talking about, you know, the census. They want to end the census a month early. They want to end it in September rather than October. And college towns fret about the census count because are the kids in school during the year? Or are we going to count them in the census here? We got to count them where they live. We got to count both. You know, what's the deal? So these guys are a little, they're a little upset with the census as to, representation. Of course, you get money for that stuff and,
right.
You know, whatever. So it's kind of a big deal. And, so.
Well, Jim Saber, yeah. Fiber says yeah. It's raining. It was raining ash in Denver from far west of Fort Collins 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. I've been in that in 1981 mm-hmm. in Bozeman going to college when mm-hmm. Mount Collins went off. And 2 days later, you know, the falling ash was so yeah. thick, and the streetlights turned on and you couldn't go outside. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you're like 1,000 miles away from St. Helens and mm-hmm. walking. And so here came the ash cloud. Scientists were really confused by this, didn't know if it'll hurt animals or not. Ends up fertilized everything, yeah. all that ash fertilized all the farm fields. And you had one yeah. of the best harvests 81 that you ever had. It's amazing yeah. stuff. Planet Earth, you know, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's, it's a bad situation. So, well, the other thing that's going on too, Shane, is we're getting rid of forces in Iraq. We're going to reduce the number of troops in Iraq to 3,000.
Yep.
And that's a good thing, I think, finally getting out of there at least. They're going to cut it from 5,200 to 3,000 and by the end of September. And so they are going to keep some kind of a, you know, peacekeeper force there, but which will probably be forever, but... You know, that's how we do things here.
Well, thank you for bringing up the military, because now I get a segue to a dive I did. So this thing about Trump and his comment that, you know, some of the generals don't really appreciate him. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because he updated U.S. Code 528, which authorizes the strength of general and flag officers on active duty in the United States. Military on the 19th of August 2020. Yeah. And just for those listeners out there, so this is good stuff. This is information. So right now in the Pentagon, the Army has 231 sitting generals. The Navy has 162 admiral, rear admirals. The Air Force has 198. And of course, the Marine Corps 62. Now you may say, is that interesting? Oh, it is. It is. Yeah. I mean, if you're a Navy rear admiral, all right. Your starting pay is $131,000, and you get pay if you go out and watch a parade. You get like a bonus, you know, per diem, $367. And of course, you get a hazard pay if there's a war of $150 a day. Yep. Now, this is a great deal because you go from $132,000 in starting pay and to $151,000 over 10 years. At 20 years, a rear admiral, $177,000. And after 20 years, you can retire at any time with full pension and full pay. How cool is that? I mean, you guys say, this is great. I like this job. I'm going in the military. Yeah. And then just want to give you the update. So you can't go fair. You got to be fair on this. So the basic pay for a Army, Marine, or Air Force General. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
$197,301, $548.06 per diem a day for drill pay if you go out and watch the band go by.
Mm-hmm.
And again, remarkably, they get, you know, a big bonus up to $250,000 after 20 years. So, you know, being a general in the Pentagon with Trump isn't bad, considering that he's allowing these salaries and increase them along with the basic soldier, you know, the $15,000 a year. Like, seriously, Where are the demos on this one about CEOs being paid more than someone that's working for them?
Yeah, that's true. All right. Craig says, you both should read Michael Cohen's Woodward. Your president is a crook.
Yeah, of course he is. We all really want to believe that. I mean, the most investigated guy in history. I mean, really? I'm sorry. And we've gone over this for 5 years because that's what they've been doing for 5 years, investigating him.
Yeah.
You know, none of these reporters go out and investigate other stories. That's what's so much. I think that's the one thing that really, you know, it burns my oranges, and I think it really upsets Americans. And that is why is it so one-sided? I mean, it's, you know, 92% of woke media is anti-Trump. Why is it so biased? Yeah. Why isn't it, you know, it's so partisan? You know, it's one of these things you look at and you got to go, if you're just a common sense kind of person, you go, well, that's not very fair.
Yeah. It was raining ash in Denver from the fire west of Fort Collins 2 days ago. Thanks for that info, Jim. And Craig weighs in again. Remember when General Mattis quit the day after Trump stupidly pulled troops out? Trump knows more than the generals. Well, Trump admitted that was a mistake and that he shouldn't have done that. So, you know.
Well, a mistake in me.
Somebody perfect.
Well, yeah, but remember also we brought Mad Dog Mattis in to get rid of ISIS
and that worked.
That's right, and changed the rules of engagement. You know, so you could actually fire back if someone's firing at you.
Right? Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So you know that ended the ISIS, and Mattis has done his job, and you know. He never really wanted the job, but, you know, Trump said to him, look, you know, you're the first general I've met of all these hundreds of generals that says that this is what could be done. So go do it. And, you know, the handcuffs are off, get the job done. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He did. I mean, clearly, Mattis is a great general and Marine general, by the way.
Yeah. Jim says lawyers lie, cheat, and steal, and sue clients or sir clients. I'm not sure, something like that. How to lie without lying and getting caught. And you're going to believe this guy. We need to quit electing lawyers to Washington and expect them to take care of us when they lie and cheat for a living.
Well, any lawyer, if you're ever involved in a civil or a criminal case, the first thing a lawyer will sit down and tell you is anything that you say to me is qualified and kept secret. Oh, and number two, if you ever talk to anybody, you have three answers. Yes, no, I don't recall. That's it. And
that's pretty much it. Yeah.
The best answer is I don't recall. Show me what you're talking about. Because if a prosecutor, federal or a criminal or civil, a prosecutor for criminal, but a lawyer for a civil case, asks you a question in deposition, you know, you just say, I don't recall. What are you referencing? And if they answer that, you know, if they ask the question again, you'll have to show me something in reference to what you're talking about. That's all you do. You don't. Yeah. And then if they show you something and ask you a question, you say, you know, I just don't recall that document. I don't recall that happened.
Yeah.
Been too long.
Yeah. I'm sure I didn't write that. I can't say that. But what I can say is out of my purview.
Yes, you can. And you know, you can also plead the fifth. You know, I'm not gonna answer that because it'll, you know.
Yeah.
Under the Fifth Amendment.
Because it'll incriminate the hell out of me.
Yeah, you'll incriminate yourself. Best answer is I don't recall. Look at Hillary did that on that weekend meeting on Saturday with lawyers the FBI and Comey 28 times. I don't recall.
Yeah. But
your Secretary of State. Oh, I don't recall.
Yeah,
was that Secretary of State? I don't recall.
Yeah, I was out of town. No, I don't remember that.
She recalled the defeat because she denied it. I mean,
that's right.
You recalled.
Denial's not just a river, is it?
Yeah. Correct. Yes.
That's right. Yeah. Well, let's see. Biden is going after three states, of course. He's going to try to rebuild that wall in Pennsylvania and, you know, Wisconsin and Michigan. And so we're going to see how that, how that plays out because he is, and I think Kamala, Kilimanjaro is going to, she's going to Florida, I think. Have you noticed the huge crowds that Biden is attracting?
And Kamala.
She goes through, her too. Yeah. They have so many, they have their own circle, you know, that they stay in.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
On the floor. Yeah, you're sitting. Don't get outside of that circle or otherwise, it's all over for you. So,
I got a post yesterday of a guy said in New Hampshire, he said three yard signs, 52% are Trump, 38% are lobster fishermen, and 32% are Biden. So the lobster fishermen are beating Biden in New Hampshire.
Ooh.
For yards.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Right? I love those kind of posts. You gotta laugh. So much of this you gotta laugh at.
Oh gosh, I don't know. It's well, anyway, Joe hopes to take over these three states here, but rebuild the blue wall that has existed in back Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. And I think it was only about 80,000 votes between those three states that gave Trump the presidency, if I remember right. I think it was only like 80,000 votes that gave Trump the victory there.
115.
Was it? Okay. I know it wasn't very many for those four states or three
Michigan,
states or whatever.
Wisconsin was 10. Pennsylvania was around when they finished, it was around 48,000. But Ohio was a blowout. He won that by like 2 or 3.
It was pretty close in Wisconsin. I think
Minnesota too.
Yeah. Well, he didn't win Minnesota. He won Michigan. He won.
I said he lost.
Yeah. He lost by not much. Yeah.
The last time a Republican won Minnesota was in 72, Nixon.
Yeah.
Reagan lost that in 84. That was the only state he lost.
Yeah.
Because the Democratic nominee was from Minnesota.
From that state, yeah. Tom says, trace every problem back far enough, and you'll find a lawyer at the beginning.
Certainly at the end. You're right, Tom.
I would say that's right. Wouldn't you say that? Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. So, the three states traditionally make up what Democrats call the blue wall, protecting their electoral hopes. But Donald Trump's surprise win in all three in 2016 helped him win the White House. And, of course, Democrat hopes Biden appealed to white working class voters, and an earlier start to campaigning in each state will help them avoid the mistakes Hillary Clinton made. Earlier campaigning? Are you kidding me?
Seems like
the party's been going for a while before Biden showed up.
Yeah.
I mean, we're ready for dessert and he comes walking in, you know. But anyway, he's going to visit Michigan Wednesday to speak with auto workers about his new plan focused on boosting American manufacturing, something he didn't do in 47 years that he's been in Congress. So this will be a refreshing change for Joe to actually do something for the auto workers, maybe.
Well, it's amazing because in the 4 years now, Trump has averaged over 300,000 new manufacturing jobs a year coming back. That's 1.2 million manufacturing jobs. I find it very hard with the new USMCA treaty that auto manufacturing employees and hard manufacturing employees for big equipment, Caterpillar, stuff like that, wouldn't want to be on Trump's side because he's got a record. He's built jobs. He's built plants. He's, brought it back. So it's one of those dreams. You look at it and you and I, we've been here every day for 10 years, right?
Yeah. Talking about the same thing over and over and over. So
yeah, and you can't do what we do without you know, reading something and have some knowledge. I mean, we don't really just sit and express an opinion. We more or less make a call, or we talk about things that are relevant to people and give them some context. You know, we talk more about context than anything else. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh yeah.
You know, you're good at it. You know, it's a hard interview. This is not, you know, this is not a snowball fight. Okay.
No.
It's a rock fight. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. let's see. Ed says the most popular yard sign have Trump in first place, firewood for sale and second, and Biden in third.
I like firewood. That's better than
firewood for sale. Yeah, it's a second.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, Ed.
Good one, Ed. We like that one. Yeah, thanks for that. All right, let's see. Well, the other thing we need to talk about here is the UN raises its ugly head again. It says the world is getting hotter and is getting close to passing one of the limits set by global leaders 5 years ago. Wednesday's climate science update says the world is only a few tenths of a degree away from the goal of limiting warming to 2.7 degrees above late 19th century temperatures. If warming tops that mark, scientists say the risk of more harmful climate effects increase tremendously. The head of the World Meteorological Organization, easy for me to say, says we may reach that level of heat in a decade. Compared to earlier.
Yeah, well, here's the other side of that. Okay, 6 months ago when this started, it was all about too much CO2. You know, we're smothering it all. Mm-hmm. Well, then the silver lining for COVID and shutting the northern heavens, hemisphere economies down. Mother Earth in two months, clear the atmosphere. Yeah. People have seen mountains from Beijing they haven't seen in 30 years. The Himalayas to the south and other mountains to the north. Major cities that you couldn't go outside and breathing, like Beijing, Mexico City, I can go on with more, are clear. Mother Earth in 2 months, all right, has cleared the northern hemisphere. We can't talk about CO2. Oh, let's talk about temperature. Well,
yeah,
we know from what the situation there is from a lack of sunspots that we're going to have a sun cycle now that's going to cause a situation, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's a natural effect, folks. We've covered this, right?
So. Yep. Over and over and many times in many ways. Too many to count.
Yeah, that's right. It's a woke story. It's just to create the fear. No, it's fear.
Well, that'd be true. Yeah. But I don't know. There's, I have the stats on it. The tons of concrete to build a windmill and non-recyclable plastic, and they wear out, and you know, this and that and everything. Yeah,
you got to dig that up and at least once every 2-3 weeks read it.
yeah, maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Mike's on tomorrow. Maybe I'll do it Friday.
One of the best rants the Eagle Man ever did. And
yeah, it's pretty impressive. Yeah, I'll have to get that out. Maybe we'll do it Friday. We'll get it out.
For the Green New Deal is that everything they shut down prevents them to build everything they say they're going to.
It's a joke. Yeah, these auto batteries weigh 1,000 pounds. You gotta move 500,000 pounds of earth somewhere to make one of them.
And lithium
and all that stuff. So yeah, it goes on and on. It's
the aluminum you got to mine for it. Yeah. Everything else, you have it. The Eagle Man's got it covered.
We got it covered, man. We are up to date on that stuff. So yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah, it's going to be quite a thing, I guess.
It could be, because, we want more people to listen and watch to learn.
That's for sure. Absolutely. We definitely need to do that. Yeah.
We talk money. We talk global. We talk research science. We talk farming. Yeah. We talk industry. Yeah, we talk it all.
Yeah.
And we make calls, and we've been right.
For most of the time, yeah. Bruce says Joe Biden has a record, too.
Of what?
I think he recorded something somewhere along the line. I don't remember what it was, but anyway. Let's see. Bob says, Trump was doing as he said he would to get us out. Unlike Obama and Bush, he has also kept his promise to not get us involved in another war. So well, I agree with that. Yeah.
It's true. But one thing we bring up, very important word, mercenary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mercenary. No republic since Rome has survived having a mercenary army.
Right.
So, well, this whole idea, you know, we have to save the world and protect it. No. No, yeah. you know, people need to protect. I mean, look at Syria. Assad mm-hmm. is still running it. Assad yeah. is still running Syria.
Oh, yeah.
Or running Syria. So, I mean,
mm-hmm. yeah.
You know, obviously, it's one of those cases of the better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Like, who's going to take yeah. over there, you know?
Yeah, it's a very Syria us.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's like we laughed about this, 2 years ago with Venezuela mm-hmm. when we started talking about
their
daily inflation rate.
Yeah. And, 2 grand.
Yeah.
2,000% a day yeah. or something.
And then yeah. Trump and the West, supported this politician to replace Maduro. And yeah. then it was going on for 2 or 3 months. And then I did a deep dive and we had a conversation about the guy they picked is more of a socialist than Maduro is.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Because 2 weeks later, they stopped yeah. talking about him.
Yeah, let's throw gas on that fire, why don't we?
Yeah, clearly someone was listening.
A total you do the do whatever it is. So yeah, anyway.
Someone at the State Department said, shouldn't we take a look at this guy's background? Oh my gosh, he's a socialist too.
Yeah, we probably should. So, well, in totally useless news, totally useless news that nobody really cares about, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians is going to end after season 20. 20 years we've been looking at this stupid family. what one of them's the younger one's a billionaire, got a cosmetic line, clothing line, whatever, and she's pooping in the tall cotton, as they say. She's got big bucks.
What?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Well, she's doing well, is what I said.
It was an analogy I've never heard.
Yeah, it was an analogy. Yeah, she's doing well. Yeah, she's out there in the tall cotton.
With that large rounded derriere, right? That she blew up. You know, she added.
I was gonna say, why would you?
Yeah.
Why would you make your butt the size of a Buick? I mean, is that?
Well, she went from a nice basketball derriere to a beach ball.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, it's bigger than that. I remember Garrett Morris on Saturday Night Live saying, yeah, I want a butt big enough to hit with a car antenna, or whatever. I don't know. Well, anyway, good riddance to them. Let's hope they have a wonderful life without us having to tune in every week. I confess I haven't seen the show. I do every once in a while. They're somewhere in the Daily Mail that I get from time to time from England, you know. So yeah, it's English. So I don't know. So let's see. Jim also says I watch Channel 7 Israel News YouTube to get my Middle Eastern news. I don't see Israel and Turkey getting along or getting along biblical prophecy says an army from the north will invade Israel and be destroyed. Some people say Russia, but it could be Turkey. So I don't know.
Well, you know, the new president of Turkey is, you know, looking, you know, to the past like Putin is in Russia. He wants the Ottoman Empire back. So, you know, mm-hmm. he's for life, like, you know, government President Xi of China. He's for life, like President Xi or President Putin of the Soviet Union. And so mm-hmm. we're on. is, you know, it was pretty amazing because after World War One, it was broken up, as we know. The Ottoman Empire, Turkey became the biggest part. And the new president of Turkey 100 years ago made it a non-secular society. So you can have your own Swedish religions. And anyway, there's been problems with it. And but he's not had a lot of luck because he unfortunately might have a great belief in his military, but it's as bad as it was 100 years ago because their efforts in northern Syria were not very good. You know, it's,
it's
like after the United States. Remember when the United States left under Ford Vietnam? You remember this.
Mm-hmm.
And a year and a half later, Vietnam is just sort of settling in, being, you know, the U.S. is gone. They've taken over the entire country. And who knocks on the northern door? China. Yeah. They invaded. China. Yeah. Remember? They invaded the North Vietnamese from their northern border. The Chinese sent in a million and a half of their, you know, standing army, the People's Army. Yeah. And the Vietnamese kicked their butts in like a month back across the border. Remember that one?
Yeah. And they kicked the French out. They kicked everybody out of that place.
And the Chinese. Yeah. You know, the Chinese tried that North Korea play, but didn't work. Mm-hmm. Most people don't know that. It's an amazing, you know. So we have a question for our listeners, Jim, Bob, Bruce, everybody out there.
Yeah, we do. I forgot.
And tell them the producer, director, and the great one here, the Eagle Man, has a question for you. Go. We have a new proposal for what we think would be a big game winner for the show.
That's right. If you would like to be on with us to live, you would be like Mike is on, or, you know, your smiling face would be here on the air with us, and your comments and whatever. And 15 minutes of fame segment.
That's what we're going to call it. It's going to be the 15 minutes of fame section of the, like 15 minutes of an hour. We may have to go an hour and 15 minutes, but we'll have to start earlier because we can't run into rush. So we'd have to start at
We'll see. The show itself is not hard to do an extra 15 minutes. It's the processing of the show and putting it up on YouTube that takes all the time. So because it takes forever to process it.
That's why you get the big bucks. Come on.
Yeah, right. But anyway, if you would like to be on with us, let us know in the comment section. We'll be talking about that for a while. So. You know, so if you want to be on, let us know. Put a comment down there. This is what you want to talk about.
Folks, this doesn't just go on radio. It goes on YouTube. So you could tell your family around.
If you're on YouTube.
You're on YouTube. I mean, how cool would that be? I mean, 15 minutes of fame. This, not everyone gives. No one in the world gives you this opportunity to be famous.
That's right.
Yeah. We are giving you the opportunity.
This would be an opportunity that, let's see. Tom says, I would consider paying a subscription to keep you two interested and on. All right. Well, that'll work, Tom. that'll work too. So, yeah, we're, I don't know, I've been thinking about our podcast thing. We can monetize that. I've been thinking about it. I think what we need a GoFundMe page to pay Town Square.
I could be wrong, so I imagine you'll check it out, Eagle Man. But I think GoFundMe pages only can last for a certain period of time, right?
Like I don't know. I think that's right. Or they either last for a certain amount of time or till a dollar amount.
And if you don't reach your goal, the money's returned. You have to set a goal.
Yeah. Yeah. So Shane couldn't handle the truth, Bruce says.
We could put the GoFundMe page up monthly for $5,000.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. Yeah, that's all we need. $2,000 or $3,000 a month will be fine. You know, and we'll just pay Town Square to put our show back on.
Or buy the time ourselves.
Well, yeah, by the time ourselves. So that's what we do. That's what we'd be doing, you know. So anyway,
Thanks, yeah. Bruce. I really, you're in my corner, Bruce. You're my buddy.
Yeah. Tom says you could buy KBOZ. Yeah. They've been off the air for like 4 years, I think. Yeah, we could buy them. Yeah.
I don't think so. Wait, I win the lottery. It's $65 million this week.
Oh, all right. So you got your ticket and everything. So you're ready to go. Huh? All right.
Canadians are the biggest gamblers in the world because of the lottos.
That's true. Okay. We couldn't leave today without letting everybody know that it's National Teddy Bear Day, and the teddy bear named after
Teddy Roosevelt.
Absolutely right. Teddy was the big deal back then. Yeah.
He was a big hunter, and he came back from hunting one trip, and he'd taken a bear and he brought it back to the Smithsonian, you know, for the taxidermist.
Yeah.
And anyway, so they hit the newspaper, the Hearst newspapers, and a young girl sent him a letter saying, can you send me a teddy bear? So he had someone make up a teddy bear, he mailed it off to her, and bam, it became an American icon. And then Smokey the Bear came along.
All right. Let's see. Jim says, once I complete the sale of my house and get moved to Wyoming and settle in, I will join you on your broadcast. But right now, I'm just going to listen. I appreciate it. Thank you. I support you. And I think it's a good show. You guys try to get at the truth. So thank you. Well, we thank you, Jim, for that. We appreciate it very much. We're sitting here trying, you know. That's where we are. So
that's the whole point of the show. There you go.
That's absolutely right. That's where it is. So, yeah, but that's what we try to do.
You know, to work, we need numbers, folks. We really do. And
that's right.
We applaud you and thank you for your efforts to let friends and family know. You know, if you're going to go promote us, you know, I mean, at the same time is what we're saying.
Well, of course, yeah. Yeah.
Not as a broadcast. Not.
Yeah. Well, we need all the, we need all the listeners we could get. So,
and Tom's already the morning mayor, so he doesn't need to promote it.
I'm already there. So, yeah. Let's see. Whatever happened to KBOZ, buy that station and put you on. Yeah. They went out of business. They couldn't pay their FCC
license,
dues and whatever, and they just shut down. We were thinking about KMMS was thinking about buying one of their FM channels, so we could have KMMS on AM and FM, which would broaden our audience considerably. But then the COVID hit and money dried up, so I don't know. Anyway, it's a mess. So we are still victims of the COVID virus. So we're here rather than there.
That's
where we are. So, all right, we're getting down to the wire here because we know Rush is coming up next, and we want everybody to check that out, of course. And don't forget, you can watch our past shows at KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast. And, of course, we're here every weekday morning at 9 a.m. now. It's our new time. We hope everybody likes that time maybe a little better than the afternoon. And, you know, you can have breakfast with us, sit back, relax, and have a little toast of the day's news. And if you're watching on YouTube, hey, don't forget to subscribe and like us and comment. Give us a comment or two, what you want us to cover or talk about or whatever. So thanks for watching and listening, and say goodbye, Shane.
Well, we're not done quite yet. We got 2 minutes. But if I may, I have a tease for everyone tomorrow. Okay, digital currency. What's it mean? Why is it important? Well, we've been talking about it since April in China. Yep. And now we've extended it. So tomorrow we're going to tell you about that and why this could be very important, particularly for global trade.
Yeah.
Now,
we're going to have Mike on. Mike McCormick's going to join us as well, hopefully. So
Money Mike. I want to know about these ETFs. I want to find out about if with this swing in the market this last few days. You know, it'd be interesting to see from him what may have happened with his ETFs, exchange traded funds, folks.
That's
tease. Here comes another tease.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can go. Everyone, be happy, be safe. You're terrific for hearing and listening to us. We believe in us, and we thank you for believing in us, too. Live in the moment. Live to work. Thank God we're blessed, the both the American and Canadian people, and fortunate enough in this world to live in the two best country clubs in the world.
Amen to that. Sandy wants to know, why aren't you eligible for COVID relief? Well, I am. I'm collecting unemployment while I'm unemployed.
That's
right. So there we are. Yeah, so, yeah. So, your tax dollars at work. Thanks everyone for that. All right. We've got to go. And, hey, great show. Linda says, thank you, Linda. Thank you for being here. Hey, we appreciate your comments very much. So, thanks. No problem. Thanks very much for that. And, we'll be here tomorrow with Mike. And we hope you'll be able to join us. And don't forget, all views are welcome here. And hey, if you think it there's a darn good chance we'll say it here. So we'll see everybody tomorrow at 9 a.m. Bye for now.